The Southeast Conservation Corps provides programs for youth and adults to learn about land conservation and volunteerism. This summer, there will be crews of volunteers aged 16 to 18 working with the National Park Service in and around Chattanooga. I'm speaking with the director of the Southeast Conservation Corps, Brenna Kelly. I'm waiting in the visitor center of the Chickamauga Battlefield when Brenna Kelly rides up on her bicycle. Lafayette Road is under construction, and amid the growl and beeps of earth-moving equipment, you can hear birds chirping and a steady breeze rustling the tall grass of the nearby fields. Portions of this national military park are maintained through volunteer efforts, and this summer, the Southeast Conservation Corps will be putting two crews to work with the rangers, helping to preserve and enhance our national parks. Brenna, how did this organization come about?
The Southeast Conservation Corps started about 3 years ago. It was a project of mine when I was in AmeriCorps Vista and a goal of mine to start a conservation corps for young people in the South.
This is an opportunity for young people to get involved in conservation of trails and natural areas. Mm-hmm. What areas around the Chattanooga general region do you focus on?
We're going into our third year. We've had a lot of partnerships grow over the past 3 years since our first crew in 2012. And we actually have quite a few partners in the Chattanooga area. Our newest partner is here at the Chickamauga Chattanooga National Military Park. And we're going to be running a teen program called a youth conservation crew this summer for 6 weeks, where we'll have two leaders and seven local, kind of regional Chattanooga youth doing a variety of conservation work on the MPS units and sites in and around Chattanooga. So trail maintenance and construction out at Moccasin Bend, invasive species removal, and historic preservation.
There's a lot of historic preservation that goes on in the battlefield parks, mm-hmm. especially. And most of the National Park Service areas around here are the battlefields. Mm-hmm. Do the children learn the history along with the geography?
They do. So we have great partners this year. Actually, two rangers here from Chickamauga Chattanooga Military Park, Chris Young and Kim Coons, are going to be visiting the crew every week they start a new project or a new project week. They're going to come and talk to the teens who are, by the way, I call them kids, but they're 16 to 18 years old. And they'll come and talk with the crew and describe the history about the places that the youth are working, in addition to kind of the details of the project work. So the idea is really that it is a kind of work, learn, play type of program. Monday through Thursday, they'll be doing the actual physical manual labor, which is really hard, kind of grueling come sunshine or rain or whatever the environment may throw at you. They're working every day, Monday through Thursday, and then on Fridays, they have recreation education days. And some of those days consist of first aid and CPR certifications for all of the Corps members. They're going to be doing snorkeling on the Conasauga River with a fisheries biologist. We'll be mountain biking in and around the battlefield in some areas this summer, and just a variety of different kind of educational, recreational things we'll be doing on Fridays.
And this program goes through the summer. What happens in the fall and the winter? Do you still have programming going on year-round?
Almost year-round. We're fortunate in that we live in the South, so if we have project partners that want to engage with us, we can work almost year-round because we don't really have that much snow that flies here. The temperatures don't get too terribly cold, and we can get a lot of projects and project partners south of the Chattanooga area or in low-lying areas, maybe not in the high country, like on top of Big Frog Mountain or something of that nature. We can work in lower elevations where the natural environment is really conducive to having crews engaged almost year-round. So this year, the high school kids are primarily just, you know, engaged and employed during the summer because that fits their school schedule. But we also have adult AmeriCorps crews, and we will have four of those this summer and four to five of them this fall, running through late October, late November.
Last summer, Sarah and Brian participated in a work crew with the Southeast Conservation Corps. Today, her nails are polished and painted to match the prom dress she will wear tonight. So it's hard to imagine this young lady muddied up and working on trails in the forest.
We did a lot of clearing trails and, you know, redigging them and reconstructing them. And we used a lot of hand tools and body movements, and then we switched sites. So the first site we were at the John Muir Trail, which is an extension of the Appalachian Trail. So we were clearing trails and reconstructing it, making it better for hikers to hike on. In our second site, we did some dry masonry work. So basically, we built a staircase for horses out of rocks from the stream bed.
How old were you when you were doing this?
18.
And what kind of skills did you learn that you didn't have before you started this?
Well, very profound teamwork. It takes a good team to lift a 300-pound rock.
Would you do it again?
I would. It's definitely an experience that betters you as a person. So each time you do it, I feel like you would grow a little bit more and meet more beautiful people every time that you did it.
What is the most important contribution you feel that you made by being involved in this program?
I think connecting with others for a good cause is the best way to help the planet that you live on. So to be in a fellowship of people who are passionate about something else and making a difference in the same way is probably the best that you could ever do.
My name's Chris Young, and I'm a park ranger here at Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park.
The parks here are benefiting from the Corps getting involved.
They are. The Southeast Conservation Corps has partnered with us this year, and we've received funding from Washington with the Urban Archaeology Corps, and as well as the Youth Partnership Program. And so Chickamauga is using money from both of those entities from Washington to help with the funding for the Southeast Conservation Corps crew this year.
What type of work are you going to be expecting from these crews?
The first project that we're going to be working on is on Blue Blazes Trail on Moccasin Bend National Archaeological District. And so what we're hoping to do is widen the trail. There are some wet areas in the trail that we're wanting to kind of shore up, and also just make the trail a more inviting place for visitors to come and walk so that they can understand a little bit more about Moccasin Bend through walking through the nature there. And then hopefully that opening up of the trail is going to lead to some potential waysides being put in there, or a site bulletin being made so that people can read a little bit about the trail as they walk along. So that's their first big task this summer. And then if we get that project completed, we have other projects around the park, like the Sherman Reservation on Missionary Ridge, projects at Chickamauga Battlefield, and then maybe some projects even on Lookout Mountain. But our first focus is on Moccasin Bend on the Archaeological District, and then moving to other units of the National Military Park. The hope is that we have these students available to be able to see that the National Park spans a huge area, that it's not just Chickamauga Battlefield, but that we have so many units throughout the Chattanooga area that they can visit.
Now, I do understand they'll be working on projects and helping, but there's more than just physical labor here. You will be involved in helping to educate them about the history of these parks.
One of the main focuses that we have here is not only to get the labor side, but to help them understand and connect to the park. What's the meaning of this place? Why is this place preserved? You know, the National Park Service's goal is to preserve and to protect these national treasures. And so in 2015, the year before our big centennial, our 100th anniversary for the National Park Service, we're wanting people to come and find their park. And so this is going to be a great way for these crew members to come and find their park, whether it be at Moccasin Bend or Chickamauga, and preserve and protect, help us preserve and protect these important treasures for the national public, for people here in the United States. And so we're hoping to connect them to this place in more than just the labor aspect, but an interpretive aspect of why this place is here, what happened here historically, why do we need to continue to preserve and protect this place, why do we need to do work on trails, why do we need to provide this service for the American people. Those are our goals, and we're going to have other divisions in the park working with them, our maintenance crews, our law enforcement, our resource crews, so that they'll get different perspectives. They'll not only get the interpretive side of it, of why this place is important and what happened here historically, but also, what does it take for maintenance to keep this maintained after the crews leave? What's it going to take culturally, as far as our cultural and natural resources go, to keep the trails maintained? And then from a law enforcement perspective, what does it take to protect these trails, really, from people that may come and vandalize them, or people that may come do things that we don't really support on those trails? So they'll get different perspectives from different entities within the National Park Service.
You can learn more about the Corps online at southeastconservationcorps.org. As Ranger Chris Young said, get to know your national park and enjoy the conservation efforts of people in our past and those working for our future. Find your park at nps.gov. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.